You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
That was Swallow the Rat with the track Chainmail that has just had a brand new music video made for it. We've got Hayden in the studio. Kia ora, Hayden. How are you this morning?
Good, thank you.
That's good to hear. This is a fantastic music video. We were just chatting about it off air. Made by Kyle Sattler. Can you give us a sort of visual picture of it for anyone who's not yet seen the video? What are we talking about?
I guess it's a stop motion animation. Using a lot of collage, which is pretty much his style of work at the moment. He's always making new work, and he's quite prolific. And it was just another, it was his response to the song, really. And yeah,
it's got a very red wash across it, which kind of brings out the, I think, like, feeling of the track in a strong way. Yeah.
I mean, I guess that's just his take, right? Yeah.
Did you give him any direction with it, or did you just give him the song and let him run wild?
No, we didn't give him any direction. I don't even know if we, gave him the song.
Just gave him some vibes and let him do his thing. No,
yeah. I'm not sure how he ended up with that song, whether we gave it to him or whether he just chose it. But he said he had an idea. He said he'd been working on stuff, and he's like, "Hey, I've got an idea," and we were like, "Oh, just do it."
Yeah. Mean.
So.
That's awesome. It's nice to have creative friends where you can just kind of trust that their vision's going to match with what it is you're interested in. It might come from a completely different like place or idea, but it sort of taps into something that you've also been thinking about, maybe.
That's right. It just takes it somewhere else. And it's nice to have a network of people to work with and
that kind of get it.
And see what happens, you know?
Yeah, totally. What's kind of on the horizon for Swallow the Rat this year? Because you guys put out a great record last year, obviously, did some time in the 95BFM Top 10. What's on the horizon for 2024 for you guys?
We're playing in a couple of weeks with a band from Adelaide called Twine.
That'll be cool.
Yeah, I don't know if you know them. They're really cool, like a noise rock band who are doing good things over there, and they reached out and wanted to. I think they're playing Camp Aloham.
Oh, sick!
Yeah,
awesome.
And they just wanted to sort out an Auckland show.
Yeah,
reached
cool.
out, and you know, we're always keen to help people out if they're coming through or meet new people.
Yeah.
And we've just been to Aussie recently, so you know, next time we go back, maybe we can, you know, go to their area and
yeah, add Adelaide to the list.
Exactly. So that'll be cool. And then I'm not sure if we got another show, and then we're off to the States in March.
And is that to record or is that to play some shows over there?
We're playing South by Southwest.
Awesome.
I guess it'll be a week's worth of shows.
Whew, which you is just steal yourself for that one.
Yeah, there's still, you know, moving parts to figure out, but it'll end up being maybe a couple of shows a day for a week.
Everybody who does South by Southwest comes back being like, it was the most amazing and exhausting experience I've ever had. Just like music from the time you wake up to the time you go to sleep. And then even while you're sleeping, you can sort of still hear it from the rest of Austin echoing around a little bit. Yeah.
Yeah, it is mental. We did it once, 2019, and we played a show with the Beths, and I remember thinking, man, these guys look shattered, and apparently they'd played 17 shows like that week.
Crikey. That is a lot of gigs. That's a lot of gigs for like even a couple of months or a year to play 17 shows, let alone in a week's time. It'll be pretty exciting though. Have you ever, obviously you've been to South by before, but that type of lineup where there's just music happening all the time, do you get much like time to actually go and see what other people have been doing, or are you just focused on your own lane when you're there?
You're kind of focused, but you kind of run into stuff as well. Like there'll literally be things happening across the road. Like I remember the first show we played there, we were standing outside and the Black Angels were playing like across the road.
Oh, cool.
And we were just like going, oh, maybe we should go to that gig.
Can we all take turns? Just like one person runs off stage to go have a quick watch, comes back, you know. It would be a pretty hectic way to do it, but it would definitely work for sure. South Locust is a great record. You must be feeling quite confident having that under your belt when you're about to head off and do some sort of international, I guess, showcasing or performing. You guys are not one to sort of rest on your laurels with music, though. Have you been writing, thinking about recording again?
Yeah, we're going through the next process now and demoing stuff and writing. So that's what we've been doing over the summer, really.
Yeah.
And we'll keep doing it.
Some people would, you know, put a record out in 1 year and think, great, that's me sorted. I don't have to do anything in 2024. But no.
Once it's out, you just carry on. That's done.
Keep on trucking, for sure. Well, have a fantastic time in Austin. That'll be really amazing. Looking forward to hearing what comes out of it for you guys and what that experience is like. We're going to listen to Cave, which absolutely kicked the top 10 around for a few weeks. And we will see you very soon. When's the gig again with Twine?
Thursday, February the 15th.
Stick it in your calendar. Thanks, Hayden. We'll catch you soon.
All right. Thanks, Rachel.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.